Theatre, cinema, museums, heritage. A View on Access. Showcasing what venues have to offer. With Tim Calvert.
Welcome to another edition of A View on Access, our regular showcase into how theatre, arts and culture is made accessible for those visually impaired, an insight into the venue and content on offer. This time round, I shine a spotlight on the audio-described performance of The Play That Goes Wrong that took place on Friday the 9th of September at the Duchess Theatre in the West End, part of the NIMAX Theatre Group. The Play That Goes Wrong has become a classic whodunit with a twist. It's the king of farces, where when you think you know the story, everything goes wrong, resulting in hilarious antics and slapstick. Created in 2012 by Henry Lewis, Jonathan Sayer and Henry Shields of the Mischievous Theatre Company, this has gone on to spawn multiple hit spin-offs, won the Best New Comedy Olivier Award in 2015, and continues to wow the West End and on tour throughout the UK and in other countries. Currently on at the Duchess Theatre in the heart of Covent Garden, part of the NIMAX Group, which really values access and making theatre equal for all by having well-trained customer service teams who make your visit a stress-free and enjoyable one. They'll also help to assist in any way, whether you need guiding to your seat or a disabled toilet, want refreshments bringing to your seat, or would like your guide dog looking after. There's no step-free access at the venue, but less steps to the dress circle than the stalls, because there's a lot of steps down. They also schedule regular access performances throughout the year. And keep listening for details at the end and access contact information. There was a touch door for the show at 6:15pm, facilitated by describers Ruth James and Julia Grundy for vocalise.co.uk. Front of house staff and stage management, and there were 10 people in attendance for the tour, which took place on stage about six steps up, and this was a fun and engaging experience for all that included some of the cast coming on stage to discuss their characters, visual actions and costumes they wear, and talking in the voices they use on stage. Everyone got to explore the set, which consisted of a 1920s sitting room with bookshelves, a large window with an oval-shaped top, long red velvet curtains, a painting of a spaniel dog on the wall above the fireplace stage left, a door with wooden panels, and next to the fireplace, above the door, is a large yellow and gold shield. Stage right has bookshelves that contain a secret book that opens a hidden door to a wide room backstage. A working lift is under the open room above it. In the room above is a writing desk, wooden chair, tall green plant and a wooden globe. On a stand that opens up to contain bottles of whiskey and rum, a black and red Art Deco designed round window is above the secret door. This was a wonderful set to touch and feel, including wonderful props, in order to get a real sense of the proximity and environment presented on stage, and it was a benefit to everyone who took part. There was an audio introduction to the show at 7:15 through the Sennheiser headset provided, delivered by Ruth, that gave a wonderful overview to the drama about to unfold on stage, giving all the crucial details needed to set the scene. Ruth went on to describe part one with her distinctive tones in a clear and confident manner, with accurate character descriptions. Julia took over the reins after the interval, providing a wonderful contrast to Ruth, illustrating all the crazy action coming to life on stage, exits and entrances, and always being a joy to listen to, becoming like a friend in your ear. The Play That Goes Wrong is always guaranteed to be a great night out, with a real feel-good factor, and it's fabulous it's being made accessible and inclusive for those blind and partially sighted on a regular basis. The next audio-described performances are Friday the 9th of December at 7:30pm and Sunday the 5th of March 2023 at 3pm, with a touch tour beforehand. Information and introductory notes can be found by visiting vocalise.co.uk and searching The Play That Goes Wrong. To book tickets or for access assistance, you can call the access line on 0330 333 4815, or you can email access at nimaxtheatres.com. Many thanks to Alfie Fraser for her assistance in producing this feature. A View on Access is written, presented, and produced by myself, Tim Calvert, of Calvert Creative Concepts for the Audio Description Association, and can be found on Audio Boom online, and you can visit viewonaccess.co.uk for further information. To find out more or to feedback about audio description or accessible performances, or to get involved or request a show or venue to be featured, email viewonaccess@gmail.com. Remember, all theatre arts and entertainment should be accessible for all, and if it's not, ask for it. Sometimes only by speaking up will bring about change. From me, Tim Calvert, keep smiling through and stay safe.
A View on Access, written, presented, and produced by Calvert Creative Concepts.